Hare Krishna. I think many devotees may have already heard this news, so I'm not breaking news, but maybe commenting on it and giving my aspect involvement in it. And that was that Shruti Dharma Prabhu is the temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor, been diagnosed with having a brain cancer, aggressive type of brain cancer. And I came to know about that sometime back, or at least the suspicion that that was the case. Sundarananda, who is a neurologist in the UK, he's the one who also took care of me. Srinivasan Prabhu went to visit him about similar neurological problem. And just in the process, he mentioned that he was having headaches, so somebody sent him for MRI, which seemed to indicate that there was something there in the brain. And so he sent him to the oncology department of the hospital, where they then did a biopsy, and the result of the biopsy proved the original suspicion to be true, that it's an aggressive and form of cancer. The good news is that there have been many strides in treating it. Shruti's going to get some radiology treatment, chemotherapy treatment, and some alternative type of treatments. And with Krishna's blessings, then he can continue on in his service. He's in that position for 10 years. He's been serving in Bhaktivedanta Manor for almost the last 40 years. I've known him ever since I went to the UK. And certainly another reminder for all of us that we always need to be ready. I don't know when material energy is going to reveal one of its facets to us. Janma, mritu, jara, vedi, particularly disease and death, old age happening to everyone. And we need to be ready. And being ready means that we need to be on our toes and in full swing in terms of our own Krishna consciousness. We can't be complacent. And so we need to be ready and not think that, well, it can't happen to us. It will happen to us. The question is when it will happen to us and what will happen. After all, we are in the material world, so we need to be attentive. We may be looking at one thing, and material energy may be coming from another direction with some other issue. So sadhu sabdhan, everyone should be forewarned, everyone should be ready and prepared. And having heard of Shri Dharmatma's situation, hopefully devotees will keep him in their prayers, because ultimately the most powerful thing is the prayers of the Vaishnavas. As Srila Prabhupada had taught us, if you so desire, please kill Srila Prabhupada. So that's our generic approach to such situation, if you so desire, if Krishna desires. And yes, no one is indispensable. Srila Prabhupada, who had the most important service and was the most important person to the development of Krishna consciousness, who by his own testimony had only finished half of his mission, Krishna decided to take him, then we shouldn't think, oh no, I've got such important service to do. And Shri Dharma really does have very important service, because going to be doing the groundbreaking ceremony has been done, but construction for the Haveli and Bhaktivedanta Manor, which is the major development of the manor since its inception, and something that we've been fighting for almost 30 years. So, over 30 years. So, Sadhu Shabda. Everyone re-prepared, and not only prepared for the inevitable, but how will I respond to that inevitable? That's also every individual devotee's choice. Remember, it's something I talked about before. Hare Krishna.